Wednesday night late at a business in Mount Calm County's Belvedere Township. The Sheriff's Department is investigating. Authorities say that thieves dropped a pistol while leaving the scene, and that may be useful in the investigation. Investigators are still seeking tips from the public in the case. We'll be back with more news after this. Sometimes you want to go where everybody
knows your name. This is Dave Lovely. After spending many years as an ag lender throughout the Thumb area, I'm serving mid-Michigan's farmers' needs as an ag lending specialist at Thumb National Bank's Bay City offices. At Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we understand the critical need for flexibility for our agricultural community. That's why we offer a variety of ag loan products. These products are complemented by financing with convenient terms, competitive fixed and variable interest rates. Thumb National is recognized as one of the premier agricultural lending institutions in the state, offering personalized one-on-one service from ag lenders who enjoy staying up to date on industry trends and the needs of your specific operation. We invite you to stop in so that we can talk about the challenges of your farming operation. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
The Michigan Senate took action this week on the issue of human trafficking in Michigan. State Senator John Bruce had this to say.
While freedom is certainly more widespread at any time in recorded history in all of the world, we still have some major issues. Human trafficking is a crime that is committed every day in the state of Michigan, all throughout the United States. And that trafficking often ends up resulting in human sex trafficking that involves minors.
The St. Joseph's Republican added that the state needed stronger laws on the books.
So these heinous crimes and acts need to be addressed with stronger legislation, and the state Senate today took action so that we get to the root of the problem. Those who solicit prostitution, increasing those penalties, make it more difficult for those individuals to continue to perpetuate this horrible situation in our country.
While there are federal laws as well on human trafficking, often the prosecution falls to local jurisdictions who make the discovery and the arrests. Michigan National Guard says that soldiers are returning this weekend following a 12-month tour of duty in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Officials say that about 80 National Guard soldiers from the Flint-based 125th Infantry Battalion are expected to arrive Sunday at the capital city airport in Lansing. While in Afghanistan, the unit had multiple missions to include a security mission in support of the International Security Assistance Force and an advisory mission to the Afghan National Police. The unit has companies in Detroit, Saginaw, Alpena, Wyoming, Big Rapids, and Bay City. A 6-year-old girl in southern Michigan is using a lemonade stand to raise money to help rebuild a playground that was damaged by fire earlier this year. MLive.com reports that Aikisha Dempsey Owens was devastated by the fire at Jackson's Partnership Park, her favorite playground. Aikisha's grandmother, Wanda Beavers, helped Aikisha set up the lemonade stand near the park. One day this week, she brought in more than $100. The August 25th fire destroyed a slide structure at the playground. Authorities have said that two children playing with a lighter may have started the blaze. The following are cash bids for Friday, September 14th, 2012, as of 4:45 p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator, with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat is at $8.79, red wheat $8.59, corn $7.52. Soybeans, $16.84. For navy beans and black beans, you can call the Cooperative Elevator for more information. Keep in mind that trading hours are continuous, but will be closed between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For updated market information, please contact any of their plant offices or check out their website, coopelev.com. For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. And for the latest Thumb Area news anytime, be sure to visit our website, thumbnet.net.
Welcome back to the broadcast here, the WLAW Sports Game of the Week. It's the Bad Axe Hatchets traveling southwest into Missoula County to the Cassidy Redhawk Nation. We are about 16 minutes away from kickoff. We've discussed the other games in the area. Now it's time for the Game of the Week, the Bad Axe Hatchets taking on the Cassidy Redhawks. First for Bad Axe. at the top of the key. Mark Minetti in his second season at the helm for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Unfortunately, they're 0-3 overall this year so far, and 0-2 in the GTC West.
Well, Clark, it's been an uphill struggle most of the year here for the Hatchets, but I got a couple important notes here for Bad Axe that has been a huge positive. In week two, they played Vassar, and going into the halftime, they trailed 12-0. And Vassar, very good club over there. 12-0 is not to be ashamed of. I mean, you're two scores away from taking over that game. So they were neck and neck with Vassar the entire way in the first half. That game ended up getting a little bit out of hand by the time it was over. But Bad Axe hung tough for the first half. Well, the following week was against Reese, and they were tied. I know it was 0-0, but they were tied 0-0 in that half. So they come out ready to play the game and play it tough. Second half, they haven't been able to keep that fire. And like we said earlier, haven't got in the end zone. Hopefully they can get off that streak tonight.
And Dave is right. Bad Axe has played a good first half through the first third of the season, but they unfortunately are outscored in the second half of each game for a combined 69-0. Bad Axe, unfortunately, has not scored a point on offense yet this year, but they have a very deep roster, something not many schools can boast about. With 26 players listed, Coach May said at the beginning of the season, he talked about staying healthy, but unfortunately, from what I'm hearing, they had a few broken arms and a couple concussions so far this season.
Multiple injuries have plagued this team. Not sure on the depth, quality depth that Bad Axe has, but they have many options to choose from, which a lot of coaches, as you said earlier, Clark, just don't have that option at all. A lot of kids here tonight. They're looking to get healthier yet. Like you said, concussions and broken bones. I mean, that's something a little more serious than a twisted ankle or something. So look what Bad Axe brings out here tonight for us.
It should be interesting. And, of course, number 11, Ben Brain, is the quarterback for the Hatchets. He played the role in the 2011 campaign as well. And all the maize and blue are on the right track to rebuilding this program in some winning ways.
Yeah, I think so. They're starting to compete with really good teams, Reese's, the Vassars. They compete with them at least for a half, which is definitely a step in the right direction.
I agree as well. And if you're curious, Marlette and Hillman, Dave, Hillman, I'm being told, is west of Alpena and has a population total of 695 people. So there you go.
Very interesting.
So now you know, and you're listening to WIW Sports on 102.1 FM. I'm Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen to my right. On my left, doing the stats, Kylie Kabowski. We are 13 minutes away from kickoff in Cass City. Keep it locked on. We'll be back after this.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Hi, Derek Holland here from Moore Shoreline in Sebring. This month is Truck Month, and we have the largest Chevy truck inventory in Huron County. You can save over $8,000 on a brand new Chevy truck. If you have a vehicle to trade, drive it in. We will give you a minimum of $3,000 towards a new truck in stock. So come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline, where Chevy runs deep.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full